Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. It's National FFA Week, and we celebrate that. And what a great way to celebrate that. We're talking with Ryan Parcher, a senior over at Rock Ridge, and getting some recognition, star placement in Section 4. So tell us a little bit about what that means, Ryan, that for those people maybe that don't follow FFA as close as we do, tell our listening audience what that is, what's involved with that.
Basically, I have a placement book for my record book, and I work for my father on a pig farm for our small show pig operation. Basically, placement book is you're employed by someone else and you do agriculture-type work or FFA area-type work. There's usually 3 to 4 different areas. There's agribusiness, entrepreneur, which means they have their own operation and they do it all with runs themselves. And then my book, which is placement, my area, basically means that I work for someone and I basically do a lot of work and looks good in records, just showing all my jobs that I've completed throughout the entire process.
And I guess, you know, in terms of that translating to real life experience from an FFA standpoint, how important is that?
Oh, it's instrumental to everything. I mean, this whole placement deal teaches you good work ethic, like every book does. But placement shows that you can take orders and take responsibilities in your workplace and shows that you are willing to go that extra mile to work a little bit harder. And it's basically just kind of giving you an outlook and inlook to maybe what you want to do in your future. Maybe I want to run a pig operation. I now know everything I need to do to have a successful pig operation for either my family or a business that I decide to work for.
And I know you being a senior, how much does that add to it? And I know when you're talking about, you know, the Section 4 competition, you know, now you move on to the district competition. But I know when you talk about Section 4, that includes the really good FFA programs in this area. So what about all that?
I mean, being a senior, I kind of wanted to go out and see how much I can do since it's my last go around. But there's some just amazing ag schools around here, Rova, West Central, and Cambridge, and all those wonderful places. They have wonderful opportunities there. And basically, me being a senior, I wanted to basically put it all on the line. And if I'm getting my state degree this year, they wanted me to do the star placement, which actually worked out quite well. I mean, I went to state last year and I didn't come out on top, and that was the main goal this year, to show that hopefully I can have that opportunity to finally showcase everything that I have to offer.
Yeah, that's great. So we move on to district competition now. So tell us a little bit about what is involved with that, and what do you need to do between now and getting ready for that?
A lot of what district is just a more in-depth look at everything you've got going on. I mean, districts, it's going to be more thorough questions, and I need to be on the ball with everything they're going to ask me. I need to have percentages leveled out. I need to make sure that I got my book all cleaned up, make sure all the records, there's no typos, everything was clean through that way. Make sure that all my jobs that I took care of are well documented. Basically, it's just a more in-depth look at my record book. Section is more of a I shouldn't say it's just scratching the surface, but compared to the in-depth look that they take in state and district, they really get to the bottom of the barrel there, and it's basically just how well did I do and looking at every single aspect of my job and everything that takes place.
And of course, you hope to move on from that and get to the state competition. That would be great. No question about that. I want to transition here and segue, because we're talking to you on the 21st of February, and a week from Wednesday is the first official day of high school football practice with a modified calendar. And I know this past weekend some work was being done on the practice field at Rock Ridge to try and make some improvements so kids can get out there and practice on that Wednesday, March the 3rd. And you were directly involved with that. So tell us a little bit about that.
So we had to clean all the ice and snow off the practice field. at first it was one of those things where it seemed like you were getting nothing done. I brought up my great grandfather's tractor with the snow blade on it, and we started pulling that snow off. And when you first get started, it feels like it's taking forever. But once we got going, we started just found the system, and we just kept working. We back started black blading off snow. We had a truck pulled up with blades on it, and it pushed all the leftover snow. And we had that field pretty well taken care of by noon. We started at about 9:30. And if you would have told me when I got there at 9:30 that morning that we would have been done by noon, I would have said you're crazy. But there's snow drifts piled about as high as my head, and it was a process, but I'm thankful to get it done. And we got tons of great people come to help us. My dad, a bunch of our coaches came to help, and it was just a good process to be able to felt like something was getting back to normal. I mean, football in March isn't normal, but not this year. These past year and a half have been for anyone.
Yeah, and I guess did you ever think that, you know, you would be out there in February saying, I had to scrape off the football field, the football practice field, in order for us to play in March, as you mentioned. That's, I guess, life in COVID-19, right?
Yeah. Telling some of my buddies, I never thought I'd get to play with a tractor on the Rock Ridge football field, but here we are.
That's perfect, man. Well, you got to do what you got to do. So congratulations to Ryan Parchert, star placement, winning that in the section level of FFA Section 4, moving on to District 1 competition, then hopefully beyond that on to the state competition. Nice going, Ryan. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.